"Go on, Beauty,"
said my master, and he touched me with the whip. I did not move, so he hit me sharply, but I would not go forward. "There's something wrong," said John, and he jumped from the carriage and began to look round. He tried to lead me forward.
"Come on, Beauty! What's the matter?"
Of course, I could not tell him, but I knew the bridge was not safe. Just then, a man ran out of the house on the other side of the bridge.
"Stop! Stop!" he cried. "What's the matter?"
shouted my master.
"The bridge is broken in the middle," said the man, "and part of it was carried away. If you come across, you'll fall in the river."
"Thank you, Beauty," John said to me, and turned me gently round to the right-hand road by the riverside. It got darker, and the wind got quieter as I trotted towards home by another, much longer road. The two men were quiet for some time, but then my master spoke.